Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 through 6. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Amen. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 5 and look at verse number 21. Genesis chapter 5, verse 21. Amen. And Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Precious Lord, we just come to you this morning looking at the scriptures and looking at one of the great patriarchs of all time, Enoch, a man who walked with God. A man who pleased God. A man who had great faith in God. Yes. A man who testified of God's goodness. Father, thank you for the word of God. And we pray this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I hopped around and gave you two verses. I want to talk about Enoch. Lessons we can find in the book of Enoch and the story of Enoch and the life of Enoch. And I was looking around. I'm not big on holiday sermons. I like to preach in Christmas services and Thanksgiving. But then you get to 4th of July and Valentine's Day, you can get caught up and you get away from preaching the word of God. There's so many holidays and Walmart has done such a wonderful job in promoting them all. And I want to preach the Bible on a holiday. And I was thinking about folks that I remember and things that I remember about certain people. And we talked this morning in Sunday school a little bit about our loved ones and our families and that have gone on. And we still have great memories of them.
Amen.
Enoch has gone on, but the word of God talks about Enoch. And Enoch gave us some life lessons. Lessons that every believer ought to emulate, or every believer ought to strive to obtain. And there's really five, maybe six lessons that I pulled out of these two verses of scriptures. One of them, Enoch walked with God. Enoch, the Bible said, Enoch walked with God. Okay? And what does it mean to walk with God? That'd be the question. I say, Pastor, what does it mean to walk with God? Have a relationship. I heard it. That's number one answer. Have a relationship. Have a communion with God. Spend time with God. You have a relationship with anybody. If you have a relationship with anybody, whether it's your wife, whether it's your sister, whether it's your brother, whether it's your mothers and fathers, your children. In order for that relationship to be a relationship, you have to do one thing. Spend time with them. Now, Cindy laughingly says, you know, I don't spend enough time with her anymore. I'm always working and at the church. But somebody say, I heard that. That come from my daughter. But I understand.
That was Vaughn.
Oh, that was Vaughn over there? My other daughter. But a relationship requires you to spend time with each other.
Amen.
Okay? So Enoch's walk with God, man, he spent time with God. Now these are lessons for us. Because we want to say, well, you know, I'm a Christian. Well, with the fact that you say you are a Christian, it automatically puts you in a position where you're saying, I have a walk with God. We talk about this morning, and the world looks at the church, the world looks at the Christian, and they don't see no walk. Okay, they see talk, they hear talk. Well, I'm a believer. Okay? And immediately, if I was an unbeliever and a person told me they was a believer, I'm gonna be looking for that relationship with God.
Amen.
I'm just telling you how I am. And maybe it's because I worked spent some 30 years in corrections, and I just watch things. Because if you tell me you a bad boy, and I see somebody come up and smack you in the joint, you don't do nothing, I'm gonna say, "Hey, you just talk. You were just a cell warrior, we call it. They talk a whole lot of stuff behind the doors. And then when you open the door, they come out. I ain't really mean all that." Listen. Second thing, you say you walk with God. Enoch, walk with God. Listen what he did. Look at that walk and sister. He made God's word his boss. God's word ruled Enoch. Let me say that again. God's word ruled Enoch. No matter if it fit or not. You see, God's word ain't comfortable all the time. Okay? Some things you might want to do, and it ain't in God's word.
Amen.
Or God's word is saying, you shouldn't do that.
Uh-huh.
God's word ruled Enoch. Okay? Because if you walk with God, you're going to go where God is going.
Amen.
You're not going to tell God, you know, God, let's make a turn here. No, God is always running to things. Look at the third thing, and you have this walk with God. God's glory is important to the man or woman who walking with God. What do you mean, Pastor? Paul put it like this. And everything, give glory to God. And all you eat, drink, and do, you do to the glory of God. A man or woman who walking with God has a life that glorifies God. I want to give God glory. I want to give God glory in my marriage. I want to give God glory in the way you raise your children. I want to give God glory in my workplace. I want to give God glory in my community, in the neighborhood, in the church. I just want to give God glory in everything I do. If I go out to dinner, I want to give God glory. I don't want us to be sitting in there. Y'all know how some of us do. I'm not going to make a scene unless that scene is going to give God glory.
Amen.
I just want to give God glory. The man and woman who walk with God say, you know what, God, to God. Y'all know, y'all sing it. Well, we sing it so pretty to sing. Then we get out of the pulpit, or out of the choir stand. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. One more verse. For the things he have done. Okay? And we sing that song. We want to give God glory. And we get out in the parking lot and cut somebody out. Some of us don't even make it to the parking lot. They're like, oh, I can't stand. He's preaching too long. It's a story. There's a story of a little boy and a sister was in the back seat, and the father driving, sort of like Jake and Jackie. And they driving down the street, and Jake just complaining. Oh, the singing was bad, and the preacher preached too long, and the church was too hot. And one of the babies said, probably Ariana said, "Well, Dad, what do you expect for a buck?" All right, that's my joke for today. Listen, we want to be in communion with God. The God's word is the rule. And God's glory is our end. And we don't want to do nothing to offend God. Do we live like that? Do you think like that? This is what it meant when it said, Enoch walked with God. He walked with God. He didn't want to do anything to offend God. He didn't want to bring no attention, no negative attention to God. How about that? And watch this. This is important. You see, sometimes we look at scripture and we'll miss something. Now I'll be coming up with some ideas when I'm preaching or putting a sermon together. And there's some people who did some great streaks. How many know I'm talking sports now? Really, you hang in here with me, you might catch some of this. But I'm gonna use a sports illustration. Cal Ripken played baseball. And Cal Ripken had a record where he never missed a start for 2,632 games. He never missed a start. He started every game. Then there was Wayne Gretzky. He had 51 consecutive games where he scored a goal. Anybody remember Edwin Moses, the track star? Ran the hurdle, 400-meter hurdle. He had 122 races. He went 10 years, nobody beat him. 10 years. There's a fighter named Cesar Chavez. Jake Nome. He fought, probably 100 times. But he won 87 straight fights. 87 straight. That's a lot of fights. And the streak was only broken because he had a draw. Then I had this guy play for the Cleveland Browns. I know I'm getting long on this, but hang in there with me. So I had to throw the Cleveland Brown guy in there. Joe Thomas. 10,363 consecutive snaps. He never missed a snap. Every time they lined up on the field, he was there. 10,000 snaps. Over 10,000. But when I say all that, I just want to compare this with Enoch. Look at what it says about Enoch. And I want you to read in it because Enoch didn't have no perfect life. I don't want nobody to think Enoch had a perfect life. Remember when Enoch lived, there was no law in the land. There was no law in the land. There was no Ten Commandments. People did anything they wanted to do. Okay? This is why God told, right after Enoch died, God said, no. Start building the ark. Because it was a difficult time in the history of the world. But this is what it says. It said, and Enoch walked with God. Watch this now. Genesis 5:22. And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah. Why is that in there? Fatherhood. After he became a father. Him becoming a father didn't change his walk. Okay? It didn't change his relationship with God. And Methuselah started having children and kids, and he was married, and he had children and brothers and sisters. He had all kind of things going on. But watch what it says. Watch this next part of this verse. After he begot Methuselah, listen, he begot Methuselah in 300 years and begot sons and daughters. Wait a minute. I got to turn to the verse. Okay, watch this. And Enoch lived 65 years to begot Methuselah, and Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. Now watch verse 23. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Now, I'm holding off on this. He went through some stuff. He had some good days, some bad days. He seen some crazy stuff. Remember, there wasn't even no police. People did whatever they wanted to do. He lived in a terrible time. Okay? Look at verse 24. And Enoch, verse 23, and all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Now watch verse 24. And Enoch walked with God. You keep on living, man of God, woman of God. You're going to have some ups and downs. Some good times and bad. You're going to have obstacles. You're going to have trials. You're going to have tribulation. You're going to have persecution. You're going to be mocked. You're going to be ridiculed. You're going to go through all that. You're going to watch your children do crazy stuff. You're going to watch you're going to bury loved ones. You're going to bury loved ones. You're going to bury loved ones. You're going to do all that. But none of that should stop you from walking with God.
Amen.
None of that should stop you from walking with God. The Bible said, in Enoch, walk with God. Now this is the part. Talking about his walking. I'm going to say the rest of it for the next part of it. But he walked with God. Now, how's our walk? So I say, Pastor, what do you mean? How's our walk? See, the Bible says we walk too. The Bible says we all have a walk. We all have a walk. Remember when we was unsaved, we had our unsaved walk. Mm-hmm. Psalms say we walked in vanity. Proverbs say we walked in pride. Ecclesiastes say we walked in darkness. Anybody remember them days? Jeremiah say we walked in stubbornness. How about that? Remember when we knew everything? Nobody remember them days when nobody could tell us nothing? We knew everything. We knew the outcome before it even happened. When grandma tried to tell you something, or mama tried to tell you something, Dad, listen, I got this. I understand. Ezekiel said we walked in an abomination. John says, Jesus' own words, we walked in ignorance. We walked in ignorance. How about that? Enoch walked with God. Bible says the steps of a good man are ordained by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. When God look at a child of God, when God looks at a child of God, he ought to be delighted. How about that? He ought to be delighted. He ought to see a child of God in action and say, listen there, I'm delighted with that young man, with that young woman. Think about this. That's the next point. Enoch was pleasing to God. How about that? Let me say that again. Enoch was pleasing to God. How do I know? The word of God says. Look at Hebrews 11:5. And these are lessons from Enoch. Lessons we can learn from Enoch. We can learn lessons from Sarah and Abraham, Rahab. We can go through all of them. But this one really caught my attention. And I'm probably speaking to myself more than I'm speaking to you guys. Because I want to make sure that I'm walking with God.
Amen.
And I want to make sure that God is pleased with me.
Amen.
I don't care what the world think.
Amen.
Okay? I want the world to think I'm a fool. I'm a fool. To the world, man of God is a fool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? For after the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. But it pleased God by what? The foolishness of preaching to save them that believe.
Amen.
I hope y'all think I'm a fool. That man said, he say some crazy stuff. He's a fool. Good. Because some of them ain't saying foolish stuff. Look at Enoch. Look at Enoch. Sylvia like Enoch.
Yes, amen.
I don't know why she ain't named none of her kids Enoch. He says in Hebrews 11:5, say by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Watch this now. And was not found. Why? Because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony. Watch this now. That he pleased God. That ought to be our testimony. We ought to be saying, Lord Jesus, I want to have that testimony Pastor talking about. I want to have a testimony that I please God.
Amen.
Okay? And let me put it this way. You really need it. Okay? You really need it. Why? But without faith, it is impossible. Here's our word. To please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yeah. Ariane, what are you doing? Listen. Do you please God? Enoch had a testimony that he pleased God. You know, there's only one other person in the Bible that the Word of God said that about. That's Jesus. Whew. Okay? And when Jesus was baptized, he went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Now, Jesus is our model. Jesus is our example. We ought to want God to say, listen, let me tell you something. God knows all our strengths. He knows all our weakness. He knows everything about us. Okay? And he knows how much we have. He knows how much we can do. But I'll be saddened to say this. God knows if we living close or up to our expectations. Are we? That's what pleases God. Oh, any of us in here that has children, every child's different. There ain't no two children the same. And you know what one child can do versus what the other one can do. Rachel had two sons. One was a hunter, and one worked around the house with her. How about that? And she wanted the one that was with her to have a blessing. You know, we know that story. And Jacob was named a trickster. But by faith, that word keeps coming up, and God put it on my heart. By faith, Enoch was translated. By faith, Enoch had a testimony that pleased God. What's it mean, by faith? I know we go over it all the time. What's it mean when the pastor say, you know, we have faith, have faith, have faith. You hear that all the time. What does it really mean? Believe and trust and commit your ways to the Lord. When we do that, then we have faith. Then we have a kind of faith that God responds to. By faith, when we look at the stories of the Word of God, say, and by faith, Noah being warned of God. By faith being by his relationship, by his walk with God, by him committing his life to the Lord. It says by faith being warned of God. Watch what Noah did. Being warned of God of the things seen as yet, move with fear and prepare the ark. Why? Why? Because God told him to. See, the man of God with faith, and God tell him to do something, what's he do? He do it. It says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called out into a place which he should, after receiving an inheritance, what did he do? The Bible says he obeyed. That's what faith do. Faith has a relationship with God. Faith has a trust in God. Faith is committed to God. And when God speaks to his people through faith, they respond, they move, and they do what they're supposed to do. And Enoch loved God. Love God. Here's Paul in Romans 5. Romans 8, Paul's writing to the Christians in Rome. And he says, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things that are the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is what? Life and peace. There's no peace in the world. There's no peace in it. You talk to a fleshly person, and there's no peace. You're not going to hear peace coming from them. They always into something, always got going on, always got problems, always got something going on. And you pick up the phone and you talk to a fleshly person, and the person is serving the devil, and it's always got, oh Lord, have mercy. Yeah. Got the phone this far front. You go, you know it's coming. Yeah. Oh Lord, I'm going through this. Oh Lord, this happened. Oh Lord, this happened. Why are you walking in darkness? Yeah. You walking in darkness, what happened when the power go off? If you don't know your way around a certain place and the power go off, what's happening? Hope you had your house shoes on. Whole lot of people that broke their toes and hitting on furniture. Watch what Paul says, though. He says this in verse 8. He says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Listen. Man of God, woman of God, I want to please God. I want you to please God. Because when you please God, guess what? You can ask God to do whatever you want. And God will hear your prayers. God will hear your prayers. You say, God, listen, I'm your child, and I know my ways please you. I'm doing everything I can to live this life. And I'm not saying we got a work relationship with God, but a man of God that's really walking with God is going to be determined to live a certain way. There's going to be a determination. I'm going to bring God glory. I want to bring him honor. I want him to be pleased with me. How many of us was that way with our parents? With our parents. I was that way. I was that way with my dad. And listen, he said cut the grass, I cut it. He said rake the leaves. If I seen a leaf falling off the tree, I wanted him to see that yard with no leaves. When he came home, I'd be watching, you know, a leaf fall out of the tree, I go get it. I was just like that. And now that was my earthly father. Now I got a father that saved me from dying and going to hell. You think I'm gonna sit here and not? Man, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, okay? But I don't know the song. Y'all have me singing all these songs. I don't know them. I ain't got Deacon Nims up here. Got Deacon Jeremy. He don't know the songs neither. But the master of the sea heard my disparaging cry from the waters. Lifting me. Now safe am I, and I'm not going to praise him. And you talk to somebody who been rescued out of a burning building. They got a special respect for firemen. I know they do. When you talk about the 9/11 and all that, you go up to New York and talk about getting in a conversation and say the firemen ain't no good. Them fighting words. Them fighting words. Listen. Enoch was in constant communion with God. Amen. So close. The Bible says that he translated him. Okay. Let me see. Some of us. If we don't see him for a while, they ain't see Enoch for a while. Enoch was with God. They knew he was with God. See, you don't see me for a while. You're gonna call a search team and divers and dogs, the whole community be out looking for somebody. No, they couldn't find Enoch. But you know what people say? Well, one thing for certain, wherever he's at, he God is with him, because that's all he did is walk with God. He was God's man. So when they couldn't find Enoch, the Bible said, when they couldn't find Enoch, they ain't had to worry about him. Know why? Because he walked with God. Look at this verse. It said, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. How about that? God spared him. God spared him. God loved him so much that he spared him from one of the most difficult things we face in life. That he should not see death. Now, I know I have these conversations with Margaret. This is how we want to go. We just want to be walking through all these, and boom, next thing we know, we in heaven. Didn't see death. But you know what? It says, he was not found. And they knew why too. Watch how the scripture says this. Because God had translated him. God had translated him. That word translated means God had removed him from the scene. God had removed him from the face of the earth that he would not suffer death. Why? Look at the verse there. Because he had that testimony. He had a testimony. See, we had testimonies, and some of our testimonies so old and dry. Ain't nothing fresh about it. You ought to have a fresh testimony. God has been good to us. Well, our testimony is new every. The Bible says every day you ask for, give me a testimony. Well, 30 years ago, you know. No, what God do? What about last week? He had a testimony. He knew God every day. God had saved him.
Amen.
God had done something in his life. And I see what's going on in our world. And all we got to do is look at it. And we sit here and say, oh, that's terrible. Could have been you. We don't know how many trucks done passed us. Where the driver was asleep. We don't even know. We don't even know how God has been good to us. We don't even know. We just sit here and say, man, you know, that accident happened. You know, just when I was supposed to be passing by that area. I was just in that area and that happened. We don't know. Could have been me. We want to please God. We want to have a testimony that pleases God. I want to get to this next part here. And I know I've been talking about faith, but Enoch had faith, and that's one of my, it's become one of my favorite words, because I just don't think people really understand faith.
Amen.
I really don't. I sit here and I hear people just trivialize words. I hear people faith and blessing, and I'm too blessed and I got faith to move. You know, I'm sitting here like then obstacles come and tragedies come, and I want to see that. What is faith? A lot of churches ain't even open but an hour a week. And I sit here and say, hey, the church open an hour a week. What y'all supposed to be doing in there? You don't go to Bible study, you don't go to Sunday school, you don't praise the Lord, you don't worship, you don't want to sing, you don't want to stand, you don't want to read the Bible. I ain't taking notes. I'm just saying we gotta have a determination. Paul said, I was determined. We got to have a determination. You ask God, oh, God, give me a determination to serve you with real faith. Real faith stumbles, and real faith faces obstacles, and real faith is persecuted and mocked, but real faith stands.
Amen.
Real faith stands. Real faith stands the test of time. And I see folks just up and down, up and down. Up and down. He had a faith that was unsteadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Fake faith quits. Fake faith will quit. It's unmotivated. It's hit or miss. Enoch walked with God 365 years. Walk with God through the ups and downs. He probably cried a lot. Probably suffered a lot. Probably was ridiculed a lot. But he walked with God 365 years. Talk about a walk of faith. And he faced the same problems we face today. Every family brings problems. We was talking about in Sunday school. Every family brings problems. You got kids, and your kids have kids, and your grandkids have kids, your sisters have kids, your brothers have kids, your wife's sisters have kids, and your wife's sisters have kids, and all that's coming at you. And Enoch walked with the Lord 365 years. How about that? He was a role model. And I talk about to the men in this church, and there's only a few of us in here. We role models. I know I am. I'm a role model to my nieces and nephews and all Cindy's family and my own family. I'm a role model. I'm an example. Cindy won't say it. She tells me all the time, God sent me an angel when he sent me you. That was hard to get out.
But I can say that. I can say that with my nieces in here and my nieces and all of them in here. They know they auntie ain't been abused and troubled and going through all the time. God has given me the faith to take care of her and understand it. Folk watching. Folk watching. And I hope maybe when Kayla get old, she's like, I want a husband like auntie had. Give me money all the time. Enoch, and I sit here and I think about Enoch, and the Bible says that he witnessed for God. He told people about this God. Remember, it was a crazy world. It was a prehistoric world that Enoch lived in. And he didn't have a Bible. He didn't have a Holy Spirit. He didn't have a Holy Spirit, a Bible to guide him and tell him what to do. We have all that. Imagine a world without imagine our lives without God. Think about that. Claire already talking this morning. She's going to get a marijuana license. Man, if she didn't have Christ, she already had one. We all be over her house smoking, eating chicken. Because there's just nothing. There's no restraint. There's nothing to stop you from sinning. There was no law in the land. That's crazy. Think about it. Some of us crazy already.
Amen.
We saved and crazy, right, Vaughn? We saved and crazy. Enoch didn't have nobody to tell him what to do. He didn't have really probably a place to worship. Probably just was mocked and ridiculed. But the Bible says he witnessed for God. Let me show you. It says, and Enoch, also the seventh from Adam, prophesies of these things, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints. Now, Enoch was saying that thousands of years before Jesus came. He was a real prophet, and he said that thousands of years before Jesus came. He witnessed for God. He made a public testimony of the goodness of God. Now, when I was reading the story here about Enoch, it says, it talks about Cain and Abel. Cain and Abel was before Enoch and right before Enoch, but the Bible says that Cain, or that Abel, brought an offering that was pleasing to God, and Cain did not. And we know the story. Cain ended up slewing Abel, but Cain had the same knowledge that Abel had. Why did he do the right thing? What was the difference between Cain not doing the right thing and Enoch doing the right thing and Abel doing the right thing? Relationship with God. Relationship with God. We sang the song this morning. I've decided to follow Jesus. You know what? You have to make a decision. You have to make a decision. You say, you know what? I hear the preacher. I'm a Christian and I've been born again and I've been going to church all my life, but am I walking with the Lord? Is my testimony pleasing to the Lord? Is my testimony pleasing to the Lord? How's my faith? How's my faith? Do I really believe? The Bible said, let a man examine himself. I'm not examining anybody because these are questions I have to answer.
Amen.
How's my walk? Am I pleasing to the Lord? How's my faith? How's my witness? And what are people going to say? In my day of translation, when God removes me from this earth, will I have that testimony that Enoch had, that God was pleased with Enoch? Put it like it was God. Is God pleased with Reverend Neil, Pastor Neil? Listen, let me give you this last verse for the man of God. This one jumping out at me because it speaks to me. Paul writes to Thessalonian church in 1 Thessalonians 2. Paul says this. He says, "But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak." Here's Paul talking to preachers. Okay? He says, "But as we were allowed of God, preachers, to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak." Watch this now. "Not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts." "And neither at any time use we flattering words, as ye know, nor a cloak of covetousness, God is witness. Nor of men sought we glory, neither of you, nor yet of others, when we might have been burdensome as apostles of Christ." Now what's Paul saying? Paul said, I got to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ in a way that pleases God. And listen, the two don't go together. Okay? You're not going to please God or please man in the same service.
Amen.
People want to hear the word saved. Folks want to hear the word of God. They're going to be pleased when you preach God's message. The Bible said we're not in the ear-tickling business. When we call to challenge people. Because I know for me to be saved, it took God to challenge me.
Amen.
I had to be called out. I had to be confronted. And I had to ask God to forgive me of my sins. And I had to ask God, give me the faith to believe. And you know what? God's so pleased to do that. And somebody's saying, "He's on time, God," but he is. You ask God to give you the faith to believe. You ask God to give you strength to walk with him. You ask God to give you a testimony. He'll give it to you. He's that kind of God. Precious Lord, we thank you this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the power of God's word. We thank you for the people of God. Especially we thank you for the people that are here who like the pastor. Know they need more faith. Know that they want, and believe, I want to give God glory. I heard the pastor, and I, if I really did an honest examination, I know I can do a better job at giving God glory.
Amen.
I know I can live a life that's more pleasing to God. I know it. And then when I think about the goodness of God and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, "Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are worthy of my love. You are worthy of my faith. You are worthy of my commitment. You are worthy of me. You are worthy of everything that I have. I offer you. Father, thank you for everything in Jesus' name. Amen."
Amen.
Amen. Let's all stand and prepare to